Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
This is The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, right up until 9:30. Raheel joins us at 9. And here we go. What a great day today. Honda Classic, you guys. Are you guys going to watch Tiger? Tiger tees off this morning. He's got a 7:45 tee time. Actually, he should be off already. So are you guys excited about Tiger playing again? This is the first time since 2014 that Tiger's been in the Honda Classic. So I imagine you guys are pretty excited about that.
There's some things that I kind of are landmark events for me in sports.
And Tiger playing in the Honda?
And the Honda at all is obviously one of them.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously. I mean, that's
Dustin Johnson, Zach Johnson, Chad Johnson.
Chad Johnson doesn't play golf. Chad Johnson's different.
Kevin Johnson. Nope. Just whoever is playing in this particular.
Is David Johnson in this tournament?
No, nope, mm-hmm. David Johnson's not in the tournament.
David Johnston.
No.
He played at Arizona State.
No.
No, that's Daryl Johnston.
That's all over. That's can we moves. Stop now? Is this over? Are we done? Okay.
You started it.
No, what I started was talking about golf, a sport, the major event that's happening.
It's a major event?
What else is going on this morning that's bigger than Tiger teeing it up?
We really need the NBA to get rolling. What has passed as headline stories in ESPN has been...
Well, at least we had time to talk about Mark Cuban, though, on ESPN.
We didn't talk about that yesterday as much as we probably should have. We did. We brought it up.
How amazing is it, though, you've got sexual harassment, domestic violence, talking about gangbangs, all this stuff, and Cuban gets fined $600,000 because he said that his team should tank. What? Wait a minute. It's all that other stuff is okay, NBA, but if you say, well, we're going to lose some games to get a better draft pick, then did you see Donald Sterling got fined?
Let me ask you something. Let's think about this for a second. How is this any different? Integrity of the game stuff. This is why it's $600,000. Well, Pete Rose, I know he bet on his team, but Pete Rose is out because of questions about the integrity of the game.
Right.
Is there anything more? Because, you know, you might influence, like maybe you would intentionally lose or throw or shave points. This is somebody literally saying, yeah, we're going to be so bad for an entire season. Like, you should take teams off the board who are tanking in Vegas and not even allow them to
bet. Yeah, you do. Probably. You know, you really should. You really should. Teams that are...
Because they are trying to lose. Like, you want to talk about integrity of the game.
Yeah, no, that's a real thing. And that's...
Relegation would
stop that.
That's
part of it. But the reason, one of the biggest reasons is that it's $600,000 is because what was his last one? $500,000?
Mm-hmm.
I think he just keeps going up. Donald Sterling was fined $10,000 back in the day when he said, we need to lose to get Ralph Sampson. He was fined $10,000 for that.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. And that's, you know, how long ago... But Donald Sterling is such a good guy that everybody loved and still continues to love to this day. Donald Sterling, you know, wasn't at $500,000 for his last fine. The biggest reason that Mark Cuban got the $600,000 fine is because, well, then you got to keep going up. It means nothing to fine Mark Cuban $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 anymore. $600,000 is a pretty big hit. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're, you know, Mark Cuban or whatever. That's a pretty good hit. Mark Cuban, though, is this whole thing, this whole story is really amazing that they've been getting away with this for this long.
Which one, tanking or everything else that's going on in Dallas?
Dallas Mavericks front office and how crappy it's been. And the way that it's – I know somebody that works in the Mavericks front office. I haven't talked to him about this particular thing, but he's always – I mean, he's a huge Cuban guy and a huge – you know, just loves Mark Cuban and everything else. Mark Cuban was actually too good a guy to this Sneed dude. And he kept him aboard. And his reason for keeping him aboard is because we were afraid somebody else would give him a job and he'd do it somewhere else. So he beat his wife or his girlfriend. And then he did it again with some other woman.
Who works in the office that he was dating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Mark Cuban said, well, we were afraid he would just, if we fired him, he'd go somewhere else and do it. So let's keep him.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty good.
We can try to manage him.
I want to work for Mark Cuban.
Because you can do anything you want.
It's awesome. It's an awesome workplace. Unless, of course, you're a woman.
Bob McNair, you can keep your job forever.
Yeah.
And then Mark Cuban, I guess. Yeah, that's... How about the story where Usury... Is it pronounced Usury?
Usury, I have
Usury?
No idea.
Yeah, probably know. Usury. When he sat down at the table with the woman and she said she had already been warned you don't want to ever be in an elevator with him. You don't want to... Like, this was the common...
This is the president of the club.
Yeah, the president of the club is like Tad Brown, you know? And Tad couldn't be more harmless sitting next to you. And you're sitting at a table and what's going through your mind is, I've been warned by multiple people who work here about him. Like, that's a known thing. Women, my apologies. After all this Me Too stuff has taken place and we're learning all this stuff, and I'm like... Wow, there are some... I guess I just assumed that there weren't such wholesale creeps. Like, it's not like a creepy incident. This is 20 years of treating people like this to where people in the office go, watch out for him.
Don't get in an elevator with him.
Yeah, watch out. He's going to do this. He's going to do this. And then he says that to her. I'm supposed to call it GBing. Raheel said it's not okay for us to use that word.
No. Oh. Well, Sports Illustrated uses it.
I know, me too. That's why I said it. Yeah. It's a quote.
Yeah. Well, you can't call it, you got to call it GBing?
I'm saying it gangbanging. He said that. He goes, oh, that's what you're going to do this weekend. She's like, no, I'm just going to a movie with my friends.
Well, I'm sure you're going
to. That's an aggressive comment. He goes, no, I'm sure you're going to do, I'm positive you're going to. I'm sorry, don't you have like... to run an entire professional team,
yeah,
20-year CEO and president. And then, after 2 months, he was out at Under Armour for doing some of the same stuff.
Right.
Under Armour's like, this
20
is
years
not,
with Cuban.
I don't know what you guys did with the Mavericks, but this is not okay. Cuban, dude, domestic violence, we'll manage this. We'll try to figure this out. And 20 years of everyone in the office knowing that,
of sexual harassment. No, yeah.
Mark Cuban would 100% be fired or ousted if he didn't.
You know what's getting everything. The next step, multiple lawsuits by the women that worked in that office. Oh, yeah. Should. Mark Cuban is facing a bunch. And well, he should. I mean, this is under his watch. And he, claiming, I didn't know anything. Whatever. You knew. Obviously, they told you about this dude, Sneed, and you it was his decision to keep him on board. Well, because we don't want him to go work anywhere else. The question is, though, is now, in this environment, dude, even if you get accused of sexual violence or domestic violence, you are going to get fired. That's it. Mm-hmm. You're done. And then, and good luck getting a job anywhere else. Not that you deserve another job or that you should be in any way, shape, or form, that we should feel sorry for you in any way, shape, or form. But now, just the accusation.
Yeah, we still got to be very careful about, look, I understand that we want to make sure of no racial intolerance, no gender inequity and all these things. And that's fine. You don't want racism. You don't want what we've seen with women. So sexual harassment, sexual assault in many cases. We can never, ever lose due process in our entire society.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that people are getting worried about.
Oh, there's no due process on Twitter.
That's why it's called trial by Twitter.
Right.
Is we can't let Twitter dictate everything. You can't.
Oh, says you.
You got to let, like, you've got to allow people, and that's the problem is, well, that's why legal, that's why somebody's going to have to stand up and say, we're going to let all the facts be heard. Like, you know what? And I'll give the company I work for, NFL credit, NFL Network or NFL Media credit. We had the things that came out about the wardrobe stylist or makeup artist,
yeah,
Jamie Cantor, who made comments about Ike Taylor and Heath Evans and I can't remember who the Marshall Faulk, I think. Yeah, it was Marshall Faulk and Donovan McNabb. And they went and did an investigation, and they immediately put those guys on, you know, on suspension. And they went and did an investigation, and what they found was, Now, I can tell you this. Ike Taylor's not – I don't even know if he works for the network anymore. He's not going to be on our coverage of the Combine. I know that. I didn't see Ike's name on there anywhere. So I don't know if he still works for the network. But they came out and said, well, we did not find enough there. And I'm not going to go into any specifics that I've heard about. We did not find enough there to – we found that there was some some consensual texting going on or some yeah, communications going on. And I give them credit for not just bowing to all the pressure.
Was the same at ESPN. With Buchigross? Was it Buchigross?
It was John Buchigross and the girl who accused him of stuff. Yeah. They said, well, let's look into this. Let's look into both sides here. And instead of just bowing to it, they said, no, we're going to look into it. And they said, okay, well, this is what we found. Yeah. So we're going to – you got to do that. You got to do that. Because if you look into it and you find that somebody was over the top and over the line, then you deal with it. But at least find the facts out. That's all people are asking for, is we just can't do this rush to try to just end everything based on any accusations. And you know when I learned that, when it really hit home, and I don't even know if you and I were doing radio – it's when the Dallas Cowboys, of all teams, got hit with the White House allegations with Mike, with the William, who was the tackle?
For,
Williams. I'll remember it here in a second. But they were accused of, they raped us. And remember, it turns out it was an extortion plot by the two strippers were trying
Duke
to
lacrosse team.
Extort them. Yeah, the Duke lacrosse team is another one.
Yeah.
I mean, man, it sounds terrible when you hear the stuff at first, and you don't want to say, "Well, I just don't believe you." But at the same time, you know, you can say, "Man, this sounds terrible. Let's do our research." But then when you find out, you know, and the problem is those guys' reputations were done. But I will say this: I remember that it just seems so. Oh, the Cowboys, the party guys—they're at their separate house, and all of that stuff was true. The cocaine, the party house, and all that—it turns out that was true. But then it also turned out, but that whole rape thing, that was an extortion plot by strippers.
The cocaine house, good thing. Extortion plot, bad thing.
Well, I didn't say good thing.
Well,
I said true thing.
Okay, well.
It happened.
Well, everybody's got their
own perspective. I know about an athlete here in Houston who I was told by Eric Williams, yeah. I was told by a radio listener here who sent me an email in fear because this he wasn't afraid. He was afraid for this athlete. He said, I know about these girls who are trying to set him up right now. Can you get word to this professional team? Because there are people trying to set him up. And and it involves girls, and then, you know, it's going to involve drugs, and it's going to involve this, that, and the other. And I said, yes. And I got the information to the pro team, and the pro team's security department got on it. And they were like, man, thank you for passing that on. Because we've taken care of, we've gotten those people, we let him know what was going on, and he's gotten those people out of the way. But that probably happens way more than we even know.
No. Oh, yeah.
With the money that's out there, if they can get pictures of you,
absolutely.
They can do, picture you doing, you know, smoking weed, we'll post this on. Of course, some players may say, I don't care anymore. We're not going to really get in trouble.
Right.
But it could be anything. You see how many girls snap pictures of themselves with guys in bed and Instagram,
like
Julian Edelman?
Yeah. 713 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Let's break it here. Try to stay on the clock today.
Okay.
We're going to try to stay on the clock today. And you can get in if you want. Why I am a little bit worried after our pre-show meeting. We'll do that next right here on ESPN 97.5.
So I want to tell you something about playing poker and having a good time. Poker is one of those things where if you go and you say, oh, I'd love to play poker. I used to play online. You can play here live now. Oh, I like to play poker whenever I go to, you know, I go to Las Vegas. You can play live. I like to play whenever I go to Louisiana. You can play live here now. You can play live here now. 7801 Westheimer. That's where you can go play. The spot is called Prime Social, and Prime Social has 20 poker tables. They are beautiful, brand new. There's trained dealers. You sit down at the table and you start playing. 1 and 3 no limit hold'ems. They've got higher stakes no limit hold'ems. They've got Omaha games going on. It's a chance for you to take that neighborhood game you have and bring your entire neighborhood game in and do it in a very professional setting. It's beautiful. They've got cocktail waitresses who wait on you. They've got food options there on the menu, a fully staffed bar, a VIP high roller room. They have 29 televisions that are always on sports. You can always catch the latest sports. Hell, they even let you pull up your food to the table while you're playing. They even bring you like a little mini table that you can put your food on. So, oh, and by the way, every single day they have a tournament, monster tournaments going on Saturday and Sunday. So go to the website and check out the brand new tournament action they have going on at Prime Social. Go to PrimeSocialTX.com. That's PrimeSocialTX.com. 7801 Westheimer between Hillcroft and Dunvale. Won't even get pulled over in they new V. The good life. Let's go on a living spree.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, I don't know why I never got to this, but the first day I was there on Monday, I went out and watched. They were just taking... The pitchers are ahead of the batters, obviously, because they were there a week earlier. And the... They're doing simulated at bats against live pitching. They were doing live pitching, and this kid named Thornton was on the mound, and Springer was facing him, and Reddick was facing him, and somebody else, I forget who it was, but they had a real tough time with this dude, and I'm. His name is. I thought his name was Brent. I said. I asked.
Was his name Forrest Whitley?
No, Forrest Whitley.
Well, are we going to talk about Forrest Whitley?
Forrest Whitley's been suspended for 50 games.
Because all I was told by Astros Twitter is Forrest Whitley is the greatest player. Well, everyone else sucks.
Well, Jeff. No, actually, they have more than that.
Exactly.
Rogelio is actually going to get the first start. He's the equivalent. He's like Raheel, only he's the Hispanic Raheel. His name is Rogelio.
Yeah.
He's going to get the start on
what is
tomorrow.
The American name for Raheel? Richard?
Roger?
Is it Roger
or Ignatius? I don't know which one. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But this Rogelio. Kid, I'm watching Trent, and I called him Brent. I accidentally called him, but I've never seen him before.
Derek Cole, same thing.
Whatever. Trent Thornton, and I'm watching him, and I caught up with Jeff Luno as he was walking off the field. I said, hey, what's this dude, man? He looks pretty damn good. He goes, yeah, he's got a chance. He said, he's come up through our system, and he's pretty damn good. Only there's just no place for him. And I asked AJ about him, and he was like, no, dude's pretty good. And he said, we're going to need more pitchers. So I'm not Niall. I don't watch the minor league system.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a guy to watch out for. He's got electric stuff.
See, that's what I'm saying. You know, these guys have done pretty good at drafting and evaluating. My whole thing with keeping a Colin McHugh at that amount of money is if you can go cheaper. But here's the problem. If you could go a young arm that's a bigger arm and you know, it doesn't cost you that much money and blah, blah, blah. But the problem is, John, that's what you do in the NFL. You say, oh, let's get rid of this. We don't have to pay this $7 million. Let's go pay this, you know, whatever, $500,000 instead of $7 million. That makes sense in my mind. But in baseball, it's kind of counterintuitive because what you've now done is started a clock on the other guy. And so you would rather say, yeah, we don't care about losing out on the $6.5 million because it might that actually, you know, from Colin McHugh,
it's going to cost us more in the long run.
It's going to cost us more in the long run. It's like,
right.
it's hard to get your mind around that.
Well, and asked about, and I did.
Could cost you more if the guy ends up being a
pitcher. If the guy ends up, if Forrest Whitley ends up being a, first of all, Forrest Whitley, Jeff Luno, and we've got sound from that. Jeff
Luno addressed that.
He wasn't going to be
in Mexico. He was eeating steaks and burgers.
Right, and he tainted.
Oh, that's Dwayne Brown.
He overtrained.
No, that's Brian Cushing.
Oh. He accidentally took, no, he was smoking weed. Anyway, so, because Jeff Luno, I don't know if he gave us a hint as to what it was all about. He goes, you know, an immature high school guy comes into the league, doesn't know about this stuff. It was just immaturity.
Did you hear his excuse?
No.
His excuse was he was off. And then somebody gave him a supplement that he took that was tainted. It was not tainted. It was it had something that was on the league's banned list. It didn't sound like weed or anything like that. Somebody, because everything that ever happens, there's two answers automatically for athletes. Supplement that was, or yep. Now hamburgers, but supplement that was that had something that the league tests for. It's a supplement you got somewhere else that you had no idea.
You got it somewhere else.
Or I was hacked.
Well, no, you're not hacked when you Twitter take something.
Well, no, that's the answer for when you tweet something.
Or hey, that's not me.
Remember when Brian Cushing claimed he was hacked? What was that Brian Cushing said on Twitter that one time where he goes,
"I was hacked."
Brian Cushing has been hacked, and he was taking supplements
cancer,
and he was tainted. Well, no, he was probably it was supplements both times and stuff that was
right, but he might have had cancer.
No, he's working too hard.
Well, yeah. All right. So, asked about in this whole Colin McHugh thing, and with the addition of Garrett Cole, it pushes everybody back. With everybody healthy, Peacock is in the bullpen, McHugh's in the bullpen. I asked AJ about a crowded bullpen.
You know, I think there's a competition for the last spot, and I think it'll be interesting to start to talk about the names that are going to be involved in that. But I think that the roles are probably more complicated than the actual names. You know, I think we have a number of guys that have closed games before. We have a number of guys that pitched leverage innings. There's different styles and different strengths. And you know, if our rotation pitches up to its capabilities, we hope to not have too many innings coming out of the bullpen early in the game. So it'll be a daily exercise to make sure that guys are healthy, guys are pitching their best, because the fight for innings is probably more the drama than the actual names. The number of good right-handed pitchers we have
it shut down. All right. Anyway, so it's more about the roles. And Will Harris said the same thing. He was like, hey, I was like, hey, dude, that bullpen looks awfully crowded right now. He goes, yeah. And he goes, and there's no defined roles right now. What about you close? And he's like, that could happen. I don't know. He said, and you could be the last guy in that bullpen coming out of spring, and you could end up the closer because just throw well, because you have no idea as the season goes on. And oh, by the way.
Last year was your perfect, frankly. It's not even last year. It's like the last 3 years. We've seen we've seen the shift and change. Just be a good arm. Yeah. And the Astros are fluid. I'll give AJ Hinch a lot of credit. He's fluid with it. He's like, we'll see what happens.
Well, I will say this about AJ. I think that, and I think the bullpen wore down, you know, whether or not that's to blame for their, I don't know, because I asked him, are you going to change anything this offseason? He said, this season, he said, no. I'm not changing anything. You know, there were good hitters. I'm not going to freak out. Our bullpen is great. I love our guys. We're not doing that. But he goes now with Cole. Well, here's the deal. With Verlander and Keuchel, they'll go seven. But when Peacock was on the mound and he was dealing, he gives up a walk in the fifth inning, pull him. 4 2/3, pull him. And it was like, because he didn't trust him. But now he's got Charlie Bleeping Morton, who now you know Charlie Bleeping Morton's got a hell of a lot more respect.
Well, but C. Emmer is going to be he's in a rotation, right?
He's in a rotation, yeah. But I'm saying he trusts Verlander, he trusts Keuchel.
Yeah,
he's going to trust Garrett Cole. He's a big, strong kid. He's going to trust him. He's a veteran. He's been around. He's big enough sample size. So he's going to trust him. If he gets in trouble in the fifth inning, he ain't coming for him. McCullers is your fourth and Morton is your fifth. I'm going to tell you what, he's going to use his bullpen a hell of a lot less, which will be bode well for the team in the postseason.
You know, this is the one thing. This is why I'd start the clock early if they have the right guy. The one thing that they lack compared to Dodgers, compared to Yankees, they really don't. I mean, it showed up. Let's not act like the postseason didn't happen. It happened. Let's not forget it just because you won a World Series. They really, those teams have some power arms. Now, the Astros happen to have guys with gigantic cojones who will ruin anybody. But one thing that makes those teams really good in a regular season is that they have arm after arm after arm. I would love if the Astros added a young power arm that could just mess people up. Just one of their young guys who they grow. And I think it benefits you. Even if you start the clock early on a guy, we're in the middle of Justin Verlander's. You're in the middle of an extended window because guys are under team control and Verlander's there. Add a better arm. Their bullpen is okay. And Will Harris got a good curveball and all that stuff, but add somebody with a big power arm who, you know, somebody like a plus Devo, because Devo's got a good arm, but somebody with a bigger arm than Devo, add that in there because
with Giles, but he just throws a flat ball.
I've seen enough of Ken Giles. You got 3 years.
But, dude, look at his numbers last year.
Yeah, no, that's what I hear from everybody.
And no, then but his numbers were, I know, he, but he's
a head case.
Yeah, he really is.
I mean, how many warning track saves did he get where he had a three-run lead and it ended up being one or two?
But his ERA was good, really good.
I know.
His saves were good, his save percentage, all of those things. I know. I don't.
And by
he's
the
not
end of the year,
closer.
They couldn't even use him in the World Series.
No.
I mean,
or Devo.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's why they need another power arm. They really do, because you know Lance McCullers. You want to keep him fresh for the postseason. Charlie Morton, don't wear him out. Really, frankly, Justin Verlander is a horse, but if you get you don't have to go 8 innings with them all the time.
You see where Joe Smith brings it from, though? I mean, brings it down mm-hmm. here. You know, it's another Neshek kind of thing, but I don't know, hopefully Neshek. Well, Neshek was pretty good for him. He was an all-star. So we'll see, but there's a lot of good problems to have. I mean, the overriding factor down there was AJ's got a lot of good problems. A lot of good problems. All right, it's 729 ESPN 97.5. I want to talk about GiveMeTheVin.com. GiveMeTheVin.com. And I forgot to go into what I'm afraid of after our pre-show meeting. We'll do that right after this. GiveMeTheVin.com. That's John Clay Wolf. John Clay Wolf has done 1,001 radio shows. How about that? Have you done 1,001 radio shows? Do you give people top dollar for their trade-in? No, John Clay Wolf does. That's what he does every single day. It makes absolutely no sense for you not to at least call him and ask him how much your car is worth. This can at least be something that you can go by when you're going to the dealership. And if the dealership says, well, if John Clay Wolf says, I'll give you $27,000 for your car, and the dealer says, I'll give you $26,500, you say, well, how about this? John Clay Wolf will buy it, but we'll do it through your dealership. Okay, all the paperwork will go through the dealership. We got a deal. Well, you said that was the price on the new car I'm buying. That's what you do to him. You do that, and John Clay Wolf will give you that extra $500. And John Clay Wolf says, if I can't match CarMax, then I'm going to give you $100 check, absolutely free, because I can't match the CarMax offer. It's all at GiveMeTheVin.com. GiveMeTheVin.com. Tell John Clay Wolf you heard it right here.
My hair, work it out at the gym to fit my underwear.
I heard it. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Pre-show meeting, Lance brought up that maybe I bring the equipment back that didn't work yesterday. And what if AD, our engineer, just plugs it in and fires it right up?
I brought that up on the show yesterday. Like, what if that happens? And then John said, and then I said, Rahil, here's how you trick John. We get him on the phone, just say, hey, what did you score today? And as soon as he starts to say a score, like, oh, I shot a seven. Oh, I didn't play anything.
No, what he said was, hey, John, what are you shooting? And I was like, what am I shooting what?
Oh, is that what he said?
And I was like, what does that mean? What am I'm not shooting anything. He goes, in golf, that's not what you say. That's not how you say it, Rahil. Don't talk about golf. You don't know. Okay, stop. By the way, Tiger was even through one in at the Honda Classic PGA National. Just an FYI. No, that's not. Can we stop doing that?
Got a soundbite coming for you, Dale, that you can cut up.
Tiger's one under through two, winner of the tournament. No one's ever been able to come back against the Tiger Woods. How about that? Son of a gun. Tiger's one under through two. Birdie number two. Love that about him. All right, so I'm a little bit worried that thing's going to work. The Comrex, for those of you who don't know, I plugged it in yesterday. Poop, pop, and it's smoking.
But you tried to put it back in, and it didn't work.
Yeah, it did. It wouldn't turn on.
Yeah.
But what if it turns on today? Then what?
Then it looks like it was a big setup.
It looks like a big scam.
It's a big setup.
Yeah. What if it looks like I just wanted to get off of work yesterday and not do anything?
Dale, you know John pretty well by now. You don't think he would do that, do you?
No, I think his incompetence with equipment probably means he's to blame for. I think the thing actually broke, but he's incompetent. A huckster.
First of all, it's not true. I know how to work the equipment. Been going down to spring training for about 20 years now.
But you're always talking about improving your erection, so maybe you don't know how to work the equipment.
What is that? No, I'm talking about Dr. Rorick.
Still talking about Comrex?
That has nothing to do with a Comrex. Improving a Comrex. Well, okay.
Improve your Comrex.com?
No, improve my Comrex.com is not a website that we go to. I'm hoping that AD can improve my Comrex because you have to go to Mobile next week, right? Or to Indianapolis next week.
So I'm going to be in Indianapolis, but I'm not going to leave until Wednesday after the show. So I'm not on for Friday. I'm on the digital broadcast. Monday, I'm on the digital broadcast. We're on set the whole day. Like, it's pretty long days. We sat there through the whole combine, and we're on the context desk, which is they'll throw to us and we will do. You won't see it on NFL Network. You'll see it on NFL Now, which is the mobile version, or NFL.com. But it's me and Bucky Brooks and Matt Money Smith. And we talk about where player fits are, what their strengths and weaknesses are, just stuff like that. So,
did you get through all your guys?
I've got 25 to go in for 5 days. So I'll be working Sunday, Saturday, Monday, all these today. That's why I was up here last night.
You got every combine guy, you're going to have him done?
Yeah.
There's
326 this year.
That's all?
Yeah, I'll have 420 profiles written up. I can't even remember players anymore. Like, people I've written before, I don't remember. What's his strengths? Like, I can't remember. I don't know. It's a hard drive. Like, the first year I did it, I could remember everything about every player on command. I could bring
How many were there, though?
500.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I mean, I had that hard drive space. This is my fourth year. I'm 2,000 profiles that are all stuck in there. It's my hard drive's full.
Yeah.
It's got nowhere to go. Yeah. I can't remember. I don't know. What is his weaknesses? I don't know. I can't remember. Let me read what I wrote.
Yes, type him up. That's what you do when he's about to run his 40. You type him up and go, oh yeah, now I remember. I want you to start every sentence on the broadcast with, oh, now I remember.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me see.
Hold on.
I'm going to my profile. Oh, and then read directly from there.
Yes.
That'll look good.
Yeah. No, that's right.
Indy's pretty, it starts off as being fun because after we're done working, you know, we get a decent per diem, like $50 for dinner. It's pretty good. We eat on the set. They have sandwiches.
But you don't have to. You just keep the money.
St. Elmo's.
Yeah.
And they got a speakeasy upstairs.
Yes.
And I went to a speakeasy one time, and there was like Dan Marino hanging out with John Elway having drinks. And it's like, it's just a little weird. Like, it was crazy at the time. This is 2014, I saw it. And it was just, it's one of those things where you're like, this is kind of surreal seeing some of these legendary guys all over town.
Well, they can go upstairs and have a drink too.
Yeah, you're sitting there walking around with the same, hey, I'll just sit and talk to Mickey Loomis and Sean Payton over here at a wine bar. But in Indianapolis, you never know what you're going to get. 2 years ago, it was 1-0. And that's when I realized what zero felt like when it's windy and it feels like razor blades slashing your face.
Yeah.
Is when it's windy. You know that from growing up in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And then
that's worse there.
And then other times that the weather's not as bad, but Indy is perfectly suited for the combine.
It is perfectly suited.
And for Final Fours and all
for
that stuff.
And for the Colts. I mean, I was there for 5-6 years with the Texans. And I think 5 years. I was there for 5 years with the Texans, and it was it's as simple a trip as there is.
Mm-hmm. It is, because you go downtown,
you stay right there,
you get in a hotel, and then everything is either walk or Uber. Just pretty much walk.
You walk,
and everything, and you don't have to really do anything. Like, I don't have a rental car for this trip. I have one for Senior Bowl and for Shrine Game. Not here.
Mm-mm.
They don't give you one.
You don't need one.
What do you need a rental car for?
No, you go right there, and all the restaurants and everything. And they feed you at the NFL Network, so you save that money. Then you can use it for drinks. That's what I think.
Well, they don't give us, so we only have a certain amount we can use. If you don't use it for breakfast or lunch, because at breakfast, like, I'll get something from Starbucks or whatever, but you get over there, and for lunch, they'll order sandwiches for you, and they'll bring it in, and you eat there. But then for dinner, you got your 50. You don't get the rest of what you had all day that you didn't use. Although sometimes they'll let you slide if you haven't been using anything. And when you go to St. Elmo's, which is their steakhouse, which is famous for shrimp cocktail. Their shrimp cocktails are famous, I guess. It's
nothing
pretty good.
Says, nothing says Indianapolis like seafood.
I had something called Mormon potatoes. No, Mormon funeral potatoes, it's called. Mormon funeral potatoes? Unbelievable. I never heard of these things. Matt Thomas used to live in Salt Lake City. He knew what these things were. This is a real thing. It's like a potato au gratin, and it's got, but it's, I can't explain it. It's really good. And then it's got crushed. This is you'll understand why it's called Mormon funeral potatoes. Then they take like corn flakes, not frosted flakes, but corn flakes, and they crush them up and they sprinkle it over the top for some crunch. And that's it. Like, so it's like potato gratin with crushed corn cereal flakes on top of it? Yeah, but it works. Trust me, it works. Yeah.
And then, like, four women bring it to you, all your wives?
No, it's not.
Is that why?
It's not. The restaurant's not called Big Love. That's not what it's called.
Well, then why are they Mormon?
It's just called Mormon. They're not. It's just Mormon funeral potatoes. And I think Mormons would tell you, John, stop putting all that stuff on us. Those are offsets. It's not, the entire Mormon religion is not, you know.
To me, it is.
That's what it is to me. Polygamous.
And then, what, do you churn your own butter? And
no,
do you put that
those
in
are
there?
The Amish.
Same.
Those. No, it's not the same. With the triangle on the back of the wagon.
Jedediah.
And the curly hair. Is that Hasidic? I don't. There's confusion for me, too.
Oh, but the curls?
No, I don't think that's.
With the yarmulke?
No, that's different than the.
Same thing.
No, it's way different than the Quakers and the Amish, or Quakers and Amish are different.
And the Hasidic Jews, that's all different?
Rumspringa, yeah.
I don't know.
Totally different.
Well, I don't know anything about it. All I know is that you're going to go next week, and you may not have a Comrex. That's all I know.
You won't hear me for sure on Friday, and you may not hear me now on Thursday.
Yeah.
We may not have the technology to bring you
me. Because I blew up the Comrex. Somehow.
Dale said it was your incompetence.
Well, no, it wasn't my incompetence. I'm going to show you, and I took a picture of it, the plug where I plugged it in. Look, it blasted. It blasted the freaking. Yes, I took a picture
of
the plug.
John, that plug just has some paint missing, but you
don't
have to wonder.
No, it came from, because it sparked. It sparked, and the cord, and blew up.
You ever done
blew
that before where you plug something in it, and it gives you a little spark, and you go.
Well, that's what happened with my laptop.
And you got to decide whether you're going to do it again. Like, because, you know, if you barely put it in, sometimes you'll see a little spark.
No. That's exactly what happened with my laptop. I went, oh, wow. And then I plugged into Comrex and it blew it up.
So
immediately after.
Where'd you do it with your laptop? Where'd
my laptop was fine. It didn't blow up my laptop.
Oh, it was in there also?
Yeah. Yeah. It was in the other plug. Right. All right. So anyway, that's our problem, not yours. 713-780-3776, 743-ESPN.
Man, good news.
On the other side.
Yeah, somebody played a simulated basketball game, and Ryan Anderson had 46.
Wow.
Nice!
Yeah, how about that?
So it looks like we're going to be it's going to get pretty
Rockets
hype after the
championship.
After
next,
the break.
Right here on ESPN 97.5.
for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. You like Adam Silver's suggestion to have seated as opposed to conferences?
Look, it's all right. I like the fact that they
one
have,
through 16.
Yeah, I think, well, you know, the NBA All-Star game, what we saw with the NBA All-Star game, I think is an interesting test case because All-Star game was really fun to watch. They competed harder when it wasn't West-East and it was teams being picked, and they competed a lot harder. And I'll tell you something, that's going to – that All-Star game is going to start picking up some steam if it becomes a competitive game, because then all of a sudden you're looking at – wow, a really, truly competitive, like baseball All-Star, where it's a competitive...
Well, and I think in now more than ever, we see just how much better the West is than the East, and we see how lopsided it is with the top two teams. Why should you have your marquee matchup in the semifinals as opposed to the finals? Let's face, if it's Rockets and Golden State as the two best teams by far in the league, why should they play in the semis as opposed to the finals? It'll be anticlimactic. I think it's a good move. 1 through 6. Now it won't happen this year, but for years the best teams have come out of the West.
Have you seen the other? Wait, is it the same idea where they won a tournament where you have play-ins from other teams? Have you seen that concept where they seed? And I think this is West and East, but they let teams. I don't know if it was 1 through 6, and there's another tournament for the rest of the teams. Like, I don't think it's 8. I don't think they extended. I think basically they say 1 through 6 is automatically in, but then the rest of the teams have a tournament to see who gets in for the last two spots.
No, that's not it. That's not what I saw. I saw it's basically the eight teams from the East, the eight teams from the West, and then you seed them by best record, and as opposed to having it East versus West in the NBA Finals. And I love it. I think, you know, the problem with that before was travel.
Oh, LeBron doesn't want it. It's not happening. He said no.
Oh, screw LeBron. Yeah, but you know why LeBron doesn't want it? Because he's in the NBA Finals every year. Because he comes up, because it's so easy to get out of the East.
He's in the East.
That's right. If he's got to play the Rockets in the semis, he's going to be like, oh, crap.
I got you on the East and West, but you're already playing the Warriors. I don't know. You know, it wouldn't fundamentally – we don't like change, but how does it fundamentally change the NBA? It doesn't really fundamentally change the NBA. It's just doing something different. If you were to seed 1 through 16, all you're doing is doing something different than it's been in the past, but it doesn't fundamentally change the integrity of the sport at all.
No.
I mean, it really doesn't.
No, the best teams.
Now it's, you have to change the scheduling?
Well, that's it. That's the whole thing, is it's not a balanced schedule. It's an unbalanced schedule. However, what we're finding out is, even though all the good teams are in the West, still the best records are in the West. So that's crazy that you got your two best teams in the toughest conference. You would think that the two best teams would come out of the easier conference because you got an easier schedule. But it's just not the case. And, you know, if you want to make your game better, which is why this whole thing. By the way, did you text Lance McCullers?
No. What time?
He said text him and he'll try to come on.
Uh-huh. Good.
Oh.
That's good.
Well, that's...
Right, sounds good.
Oh. Do you see, Dell, what we deal with here?
See, that's why Dell is paid the big money, is to remind me about Jeff Van Gundy and Lance McCullers.
How about you tell me to remind you, and then I'll remind you? How can I remind you if I don't even know
how
what you're
doing?
How
can I remind you to remind me when I can't even remember what Michael Johnson from Duquesne or Dubuque or wherever he's from, the cornerback, what his strengths and weaknesses
are?
When
you initially had the thought that, hey, we might have Lance McCullers on, tell me. And then I'll remind you.
Why did you think that Davinsky was from Albuquerque?
I don't know.
That was me. Oh, yeah.
He asked me about New Mexico.
Ah, New Mexico. Isn't everyone from... He's from New Mexico, right?
No, he's from Santa
California.
He seems like one of those guys who might be from Albuquerque.
What do you mean? He doesn't...
You know what I mean. Del, you know what I mean, don't you?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, actually, you're the one who told me he was Albuquerque.
You told me he was from New Mexico.
I ask you and you go, Albuquerque?
I assume he's from Albuquerque. I didn't even know where he was
Why
from.
Why did you assume he's from Albuquerque?
Because you said he's from New Mexico.
Because he's a little gritty.
No, that's the only place you know.
He's gritty.
Wait a minute. You guys were just assuming the whole time? He's from New Mexico. He's from Albuquerque.
He seems like he's from Albuquerque.
Well, that's not what he said. You know what it means, or you don't.
No, he's just rough. He was a gang member.
Anyway, this morning on Sports Map, did you ever do your Sports Map article?
Yeah, I had some editing to do.
Editing.
So this morning on Sports Map, I wrote about, come on, baseball, pick it up. What is the deal? Why are you so averse to change? Good Lord. I mean, so six trips. And oh, by the way, did you know this? It doesn't count as a trip.
Six is plenty.
It doesn't count as a trip to the mound if it's between batters. If the catcher goes out in between batters, that doesn't count.
Oh, my God. What's the problem, baseball? Yeah. I'm telling you, baseball players are the most nitty group when it comes to that kind of stuff. Like, don't run across my mound. Run out this fly ball. Like, you just disrespected the game. Like, what? What are the rules? What are all these rules?
It's amazing.
They just don't like... You know why? It's because the players' union has been so strong for so long where they get everything they want all the time, ever.
All the time, always.
You can spit in an umpire's face like Robbie Alomar, and they're like, you're not getting any avocado toast now. Too bad for you. You're like, whoa. They get everything. And then all of a sudden you just say, hey, we're hoping to have some changes to the sport that we hope will keep the millennials engaged, and maybe it'll go from being 5 hours to four. Like, no! Basically, if you don't like baseball, then stop watching it. Stop, and then marketing's like, no, stop telling people not to watch baseball.
Hey, they send me that message. I'm like, all right, I'm fine. I'll stop baseball watching. Don't worry about it.
Baseball fans and baseball players always like, don't watch baseball. Then baseball marketing's like, can y'all please stop telling people to stop watching baseball?
So mound visits, here's exemptions. A pitcher-catcher conference between batters. What? That's a mound visit.
All the time.
An infielder goes to the mound to clean his spikes. Any visit involving a potential injury, okay. Any visit after a pinch hitter is announced. What?
Can an infielder during the middle of an at-bat go clean his spikes? Does that count, or is that, what is that? Because of it, I got to clean my spikes.
Yeah, right.
Can they do that?
Yes, you can do that. While you're cleaning your spikes
on that little thing.
Well, if it's sunny out, though, I think that we're going to know. I mean, if it's a perfectly sunny day, hasn't rained in 2 weeks, I'm pretty sure you can't do that. Okay, because you have to clean your spikes.
We'll see.
No, it says during rainy conditions.
Okay.
So, I swear to God, in the clubhouse was like their brains exploded. And I saw McCullers yesterday. It was like, yeah. I was like, dude. I said, why do you hate Stevie and Maxwell? And he's like, who? Stephen A. and Max. Oh, you know what? I like Max. He's not down with Stephen A. too much.
Well, I mean, he's.
But they don't know. You know, they're not baseball guys.
He's a little bombastic.
Well, they're not baseball guys. They're just not baseball guys.
So neither one of them is baseball guys, and they're both loud. And he likes one as opposed to the other.
He said, "I like his boxing. Because I listen to his boxing. He actually is well informed on boxing. Dude knows his boxing."
So. Kellerman?
Yeah.
Oh, Kellerman came up boxing.
Yeah.
Kellerman is awesome. You know, yeah. Kellerman's brother was murdered.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, Kellerman is a boxing guy first and foremost, and then he moved on to other sports. I think Max is pretty good.
Yeah.
I really do. But and Stephen A. knows how to do what he's doing. But you know, as soon as it gets back to Stephen A. that Lance McCullers said what he said, it's going to be, this is the same player who hit five people in the span of about 37 seconds. Oh, he's telling us that our show... Here's a problem for you. Get off the mound and stop hitting players. Baseball safety is a problem right now when Lance McCullers is on the mound. We have him on us. Let's go to Stephen A. Smith. We had an ambush with Stephen A.
Hey,
you know what would speed up the game?
Problem we have right now.
You know what would speed up the game? If Lance McCullers wouldn't hit five guys, that would speed up the game.
If you want to intentionally walk them, you can just point to the bag. You don't have to hit them, Lance McCullers. Like, no.
Slowing down the game is everybody injured because Lance McCullers is hitting them.
We're going to roll an X-ray machine out to the field every time Lance McCullers is pitching? And he's going to tell us our show is terrible, Max? Easy, Stephen A.
All right, hitting the top of the hour, 713-780-3776. Let's get some testosterone in.
Let's do that, Men's T Clinic. I love the owners. First of all, the owners, longtime listeners. And I was talking to them about, you know, how they got started. And they said, well, you know, we... actually we were clients at another place, and we saw tremendous results from testosterone treatments, tremendous results. And in the meantime, I've seen the same thing. But he said, we just decided their business model wasn't very good because, you know, we weren't seeing the same providers. We weren't, he said, there were no tests. Like, we wondered about the safety. So what they've done is at Minstead Clinic, and this is any of the locations, 288 and Discovery Bay and Pearland, 290 in Barker Cypress and Cypress, and then 1801 Durham at Durham and I-10 in the Heights area. They will, you'll see a professional. They will test you. If you are below the line, they can treat you. If you're above the line, they will not treat you for safety purposes. And then while you're being treated, they will have different checks. I think it's quarterly where they check up on you. They see where your levels are, and they make adjustments if need be. And if everything's good, then it's peace of mind for everybody. So your health is number one, but also your well-being and your quality of life. And that's one of the things that getting your testosterone back to where the level should be, your quality of life will spike. Your workouts make more sense. You're able to get through them easier. You're able to see better results. Belly fat turns into lean muscle mass. Energy levels spike. It can have a big impact on your libido. It can have a big impact on your drive at work or just your drive in life. That cloud, that funk, I've been there. I know exactly what it is, guys. That funk that's kind of over you where you just aren't motivated, that can lift as well. I'm telling you, if you've got low testosterone, it can have a big impact on the quality of your life. Check out the website, menstclinic.com, or call today. They just are opening right now, 713-568-1175. Set up your appointment or just drop on in, menstclinic.com.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.